Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Some of the other evidence that, of course, is mounting against him, the phone records. What we do know is the triangulation of the phone data, cell phone pinging. Something we don't know a whole lot about yet is exactly the contents of those devices. The Google search histories. That's something that's been so damning for so many people, even, I would say, sometimes stronger than DNA. Because it really gets into one's mind and tells you, what are they thinking? What are they saying out loud? What are they not saying out loud? I'm very much wondering how much or what that will reveal once this goes to trial.
I agree with you. I think that is more powerful for jurors than the DNA because it shows the thought process. And we know that when there are violent crimes, there's usually a buildup of, you know, the fantasies, the thinking about it, the research about it. And this is generally very accessible if you can get into somebody's internet history. So I think that's incredibly important. I've been very curious about that.
What about the eyewitness account? That's one that I know I'm sure the defense will try and poke a lot of holes into. Memory can be flawed quite often with people. And there's just that one eyewitness account of the housemate reported seeing the masked man whose physical description, as best as we can tell, with a mask on, matched Koberger's, at least height and bushy eyebrows. How well does that play with a jury in terms of today? I can see it being very strong years ago before we had all these other more technical ways of looking at things and scientific ways of looking at things. But do eyewitness accounts still hold the same weight that they once did?
I think, again, it depends on the juror. If it's somebody that's studied the, you know, research about how memory can be flawed. But I don't think most people study that material. And so eyewitness accounts, particularly in the context of all these other things, very likely will be significant. And again, it's just another piece of the puzzle here. And there are so many things that line up.
Does his background, being a criminology student, does that play against him or for him? Because one could say, well, he's studying criminology. He's someone out there who wants to find justice for those who have been wronged. He's trying to be a good guy, if you will. It can also be read the other direction of, well, he's learning how to use the system as well and become an expert on it from behind the scenes.
Yeah, I don't know that that's going to be a benefit here. I think there are three reasons people study criminology, and one is exactly what you said. I care about society. I want to make the world a safer place, so they're altruistic. Another reason is that they're fascinated with the criminal mind, and a lot of times that has to do, I think, for many of us, it's a way of understanding, are there things here that we can control? And is it a way to feel safe in the world? Because we understand these things. And then there's also the very dark reason, which is because they want to become a better criminal. And they're fascinated with law enforcement and how to circumvent it. And there have been other serial killers who had criminology degrees. The Golden State Killer in California, who went on to become a cop, and the BTK killer, who had a bachelor's degree in criminology. And so it's, I don't think it's going to serve him in this situation.
One of the things that we don't know if it'll be brought up, but if we look back to his studies with Kathleen Ramsland at DeSales University, was those questions that he put out online asking former criminals or current criminals to answer for his research, some of those questions. And let me ask you this, are these normal questions to ask? Because to someone on the outside, you go, that seems pretty incriminating considering the context of all this. But if you're trying to study this, maybe it does make more sense.
Yeah.
Why did you choose that victim or target over others after committing the crime? What were you thinking or feeling?
Exactly.
Are those normal questions to be studying?
Yes.
They are.
Yes.
Okay.
They really are. And those are the exact kinds of questions that when I was working with forensic patients who had done awful things, those were exactly the questions I would ask, because you're looking for the pattern in the criminal thinking. Mm-hmm. And there are always patterns. And if you're trying to come up with ways to intervene with people, you want to understand where do they veer off and where do they go into abnormal, you know, ways of thinking and behaving. So it is normal in that sense. But again, when it's in the context of all these other things, it leaves us with a very creepy feeling.
Without a doubt, it'll be very interesting in 2024 to see where all of this goes. I think at the end of the day, though, my money is on Google. There's all these questions about the DNA and the knife sheath and this or that. The Google search history, I think that's going to tell us far more and probably blow a lot of minds more than anything else that we know about right now.
Yeah. And fortunately, it doesn't say, I mean, we have no information that he destroyed his hard drive or anything, as sometimes people do before they do something awful. Mm-hmm. But again, that would indicate that he thought he was going to get away with it.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.